or so. I do greatly like I have.
Yo, it's your girl, Lexi Lex, live in the building, man, and we all the way live, man, and it's turned up. You already know what it is, man. We have an interview tonight exclusively with Broadway extraordinaire. He's a dancer, singer, actor, and he has taken Broadway by storm. He's been seen in Rent. He's been seen in the Broadway of the Newsies. He's been in the Jackson 5 Broadway show and the Motown, the Temptations Broadway show. And he was also featured as the lead in Leave It on the Floor, an independent film, and definitely got a lot of raves for that. And he's going to be live on the show. His name is Ephraim Sykes, and he's going to be live on the show with us on Lush Radio Online. You know, we don't just interview people in the music industry. We interview everybody, you know, from actors to singers. Also, your girl Charlie Baltimore is back. She's back in the game and she's doing her thing. They're doing a lot of media and everything that's going down in New York, and that's coming up soon. So you can see more information about that. We'll have it posted on Lush Radio Online. Also, Also, another thing that's going on is that me, Lush Radio Online, along with Heather, only Heather, we're having a tattoo model call, an international tattoo model call, looking for people that have hot tattoos and are in hot physical shape that would like to be featured in Your City, Inc. magazine. We're going to be doing a model call. We'll have more information. The flyer will be coming out soon. So if you're interested, please hit us up at lushradioonline@gmail.com if you're interested in that. Also, man, your man Kendrick Lamar is going in. If you listen to the new song called Control, Kendrick Lamar, which is one dude I respect because he got in the game himself. He went in, independent artist, and he's been doing his thing. So you got to give the dude respect. And he's definitely on his lyrical game. I mean, he called out a lot of big artists and put them on blast. And he called himself the King of New York, and he is a California native. And, you know, a lot of people up in the uproar, you know, he tweeted out some stuff, you know, Pusha T, a couple other people trying to go and, you know what I'm saying, go inside the booth and, you know, lay down some tracks. So I'm trying to see if there's going to be any diss stuff coming out or what's going on. And, you know, he called my man J. Cole his full name. He called him Jermaine. I'm like, wow, people are going in. But, you know what I'm saying, much respect to Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying. And Missy Elliott tweeted, this is via the Daily News. She said, you know, hey, she said a thank you to him. So, you know, telling people that, you know, that there's real hip-hop out there and people need to, you know what I'm saying, really step their game up. So big shout-out to Kendrick Lamar. It might be a big uproar. People are talking about it. It's crazy right now. Kendrick Lamar is doing this thing. But, I mean, some of y'all artists do need to step your game up, you know. Also, big shout-out to your man Jack Thriller. You know him for being a comedian signed to 50 Cent and does a lot of the interviews for This Is 50. You know him for that star eye, you know, that one eye that looks like it's missing and stuff. So he has actually been featured on Wildin' Out. You know Wildin' Out back in the day with your man Nick Cannon. That was on MTV. Now Wildin' Out is back again, new and approved. And you got your man Jack Thriller. He actually got featured on it. So big shout out to him. Much respect to him, Jack Thriller, doing his thing. And, you know, we're going to go to some music, and we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online, man. We turned all the way up. And we're going to see if we can get your man, Mr. Sykes, to go ahead and hit us with a song or something. You know what I mean? But we're going to go to some music real quick because, you know what I mean? It's Lush Radio Online, man. And it's Business Wednesday, so always get your business together. Shout out to Kendrick, but we're going to play some J. Cole, man. J. Cole like, dang, they calling people government names off those sites? We out of here. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Let's Radio Online, man. You heard?
Got me up all night. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night. Down and out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Drowning out with these love songs. She got me up all night, yeah. All I'm saying is love songs. She got me up all night, yeah. Constant drinking in love songs. She got me up all night, yeah. Drowning out with these love songs. She got me open all night, uh-huh. Got me open all night.
Okay, back when I was sleeping in my mama's crib, or even back when I was up there in my homie crib, paying $1,700 for the rent, money well spent, no heater but a nigga may eat, may I vent, had a thing for you, even wrote the song Dreams for you, cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring, for your childish shit, you know childish shit, anonymous flower scent, you know coward shit, now a nigga signed a hoe, took a power trip, back home, I'm grown now, and the city's my throne now, huh? The same club that I used to get tossed out, life got crisscrossed, totally crossed out, cause now I'm in this bitch and I'm totally bossed out. 06 crying cause they know that they lost out. But I'm still on you, I'm still on you. My drinks fell on me while I fell on you. I'm saying,
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want you to want me. Would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want you.
And we are we are, oh, thank you.
gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the fuck, I'll be the longest bus ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And fuck it, I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip, she got me where she want a nigga. Wiping in the club, man, my homies gon' disown a nigga. Like, give me $20, ask me how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you're alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now typically I kick game like East Bay, but you got a nigga freeze frame yelling, please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just fuck up one time and be through it forever.
Would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you want?
That's a little bit of that J. Cole right there, you know what I mean? Power trip. I know J. Cole feeling some type of way, like, come on, Kendrick, you call this man Government out. I could see if y'all was battle rapping or something, but you call my man Government out. Jermaine, though, kind of tight. I don't know, but we'll see. I mean, it's all in all, because all of them is coming from the same era, so I don't know. But, you know what I'm saying, much respect. And West Side, shout out to all my West Side, you know, my man Renner C, you know, DJ Hustle. Glasses, my man Problem, my man OP, all them West Coast cats, you know, that show all that love, the Let's Radio Online, man. We all the way live, man. I want to go ahead and play somebody from the West Coast, your man Keith Dixon. This joint's called Bad Girl. You know, it's like a little mix of that vibrant thing joint, but you already know what that. She's a bad, bad girl. She girl like she lunch, man. Let's Radio Online, man. Why turn down? Turn up.
Tell me this, how long you been celibate? And would you give it up for the hell of it? Goddamn, ass like that ram. Hands up, tops down, how's that sound? Your boy's a fool. All white, black shades like she's too cool. Laid back, something like a Maybach. Pulling up like, nigga, where they make that? I shine, hotter than the summertime. Nellie needs hoes in the back like hammer time. And it's that money flow. Everybody pointing at your boy like, there you go. Damn, times is hard. How I get by with a roof so soft. Clean. Full price, I tell her take half off. I got my pants off. Is she with it? Really, really with it. I ain't spending money if she ain't fucking with it. Bad girl, real bad girl. Breaking nigga pockets like it's her world. She's a bad girl, real bad girl. Bad girl, real bad girl. She's a bad girl, real bad girl.
B-A-D, I fill her up with some Hennessy and THC. Money on my mind, ain't got my feet. Call my phone, all she hears AT&T. I go bad, go many, but I stay on fresh. Loud in the air, we don't breathe on stress. Dog ass hoes don't stay on fetch. I'm in the East Coast, cross country, LAX. I took a trip to England to visit the Queen. She brought presents, I brought me. I told her stories of loyalty. I'm knocking bitches even O's and royalty. Ride around town in my clean ass car. My nigga got the Bentley and the SLR. All got stables on big ass farms. Our very own little bad girl club at home now.
Is she with it? Really, really with it? I ain't spending money if she ain't fucking with it. Bad girl, real bad girl. Breaking nigga pockets like it's her world. She's a bad girl, real bad girl. Bad girl, real bad girl. She's a bad girl, real bad girl. Breaking nigga pockets like it's her world. It's obvious. More money, acknowledgement. I'm the next to blow. I'm in her head like a neurologist. She acting like she want me. She just wanna fuck with all of us. And drew the beats and stuff to get these weak bitches up off of us. Wait a second, I don't fuck with gimmicks. Nah. If she on a team, then I push her to the limit. Heels on, throw that ass back. Make that ass clap. She want it, hacking like she got it. Knowing them shoes she got on, that nigga bought it. Paparazzi, girl hot as wasabi. Find out who I was, they stuck me up in the lobby. Double dose of a medicine. She's the kind of girl that knows a shooter and she'll let him in. I know she's feeling it, and I ain't worried about my next check, cause I'm killing shit. Is she with it? Gone. Really, really with it? I ain't spending money if she ain't fucking with it. Bad girl, real bad girl. Breaking nigga pockets like it's her world. She's a bad girl, real bad girl. Bad girl, real bad girl. She's a bad girl, real bad girl. Breaking nigga pockets.
Thank you. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, oh, things you never say to me. Oh, oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love, our
a little bit of Pink right there. You know I love me some Pink. She's like the hottest chick out there, really, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing. You know, I've always loved Pink from the beginning. You know, now she's rocking the blonde hair. I always loved her with the, you know, pink hair. She's so soulful. And I love that song. But like I said, we're going to have Mr. Sykes live on the show in a few. Also, you know, this is Business Wednesdays. We always talk about business and getting your business together. You know, making investments, doing the proper investments in order for you to, you know, triple or double your money. You know, don't want to make the wrong investments when it comes to dealing with the stock market and stuff like that. And make sure you have a reliable person that you're dealing with, you know, stock brokers and stuff like that. Because a lot of these investment companies, you know, some of them, you know, get caught up in embezzlement and things like that. So make sure you do your research on who is what and who's who in this market game. Also, another thing when it comes to money and banking and business, the other thing is that remember that when you put your money into a bank, that money is no longer yours. Basically, you become a liability to the bank. Basically, they write like an IOU. So basically, by the time you want to receive that money, is basically they have to come up with the money to give you that money back. Basically, they use that money when you get interest and stuff like that. They basically play with your money in to give loans to other people or businesses, or they play in the stock market, and then whatever money is regained back from that, that's where you gain interest from, you know. So it's not like, oh, they're sitting here because you're letting the money sit or something, like it's automatically, magically gaining money. No, they're taking your money and they're playing around with it in the stock market. And they're also, you know, doubling their money. They're basically using your money as, like, you know, like a credit card. So you're, like, they're borrowing your money. So, you know, so. And if that bank goes down, now the FDIC, which a lot of you people, you know, wonder what that is, because you look at some banks and you see FDIC. The FDIC stands for, which, hold on 1 second. The FDIC is basically, it stands for, it's the acronym for Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. And that basically deals with when you guys deposit your money. It's supposed to be an insurance policy to basically, if the bank goes down, it basically is supposed to cover whatever money is lost. But, you know, most of the time if the bank goes down, like with AIG or some of these investment corporations, when they lost all the money from doing all this embezzlement or whatever they were doing, you know, after people were partying and stuff with other people's money, people didn't get their money back, you know. But apparently this is the company that's actually supposed to insure you, FDIC, when situations like that occur. And really when it comes to all these commercial banks, the branches, you know, from like Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and things like that, they're all just hubs, commercial banks. All of them are basically pawns. They all refer all the way back to the central bank. And for us in the U.S., we have the Federal Reserve Bank, and other countries have that also. Their central bank, and the central bank is like the head honcho of all banks, and they basically regulate how much money you guys are going to be allowed to have or is going to be available for you, you know. So, you know, you have to know, be in the know and know a lot of stuff that's going on with the money market and what's going on with these banks, because they don't tell you everything that's actually going on. You know, we get so comfortable with, you know, putting our money in a bank, but we don't know exactly what they're doing, you know, in the banks, you know. You got some of the smaller branches, you know, these off-brand branches that can up and leave any day and just, you know, run away with your money. And, you know, you just have to research about the banks and what you're trying to do. And also, like I said, I always urge people to invest in other overseas currencies. Like I said, China is definitely, you know, booming, and technology has been booming in technology, and it's definitely doing a lot of things. So I would invest in China at this moment, if you have the means to do it. And I would also invest in any type of like crude oil or, you know, silver and gold, you know, for as long as I've known, even from the past, investing in silver and gold, the price of gold has definitely gone up. So if you do have old jewelry from the 80s where it wasn't hollow, you know, save it. You know, I know times get hard, but I mean, you'll double or triple your value if you hold on to it. So, you know, so definitely, you know, keep your gold, because, you know, it's a whole bunch of, you know, changes in our economic system. Next year, they're actually predicting that there's going to be a stock market crash, and the dollar actually is going to plummet to an all-time low next year. So, guys, you definitely got to step your game up when it comes to doing that, because it's getting serious right now. It's a lot of big companies like J.P. Morgan, Citibank, and all, a lot of them have been investing in China and have been moving their assets and stuff. So we're going to talk more about business a little later in the program. We're going to go ahead and go into some music, and we're going to be right back. We're going to go ahead and throw some what do I want to put on? Some Lost Boys. The Lex Cooster Beamers in the Benz. Y'all remember that joint back in the day. And also, man, I got to say big shout-out to Key and Peele. Yo, these cats are hilarious. I never realized that they were actually on Mad TV, and they used to do skits and stuff. But they have the craziest, funniest skits. Like, they have one skit. It's called the dubstep, and they start listening to the dubstep and the music, and they just start going berserker. And then they have this other one called Megan, and one of the guys is playing Megan. They call her Megan or whatever. And the other guy, he's playing the dude chasing her, and it's hilarious. So you got to go check up on YouTube, type in Key and Peele, and you'll see what I'm talking about. I mean, they're hilarious. I mean, the skits are definitely funny. So check them out. We're going to go ahead and go to some Lost Boys, and we're going to come right back to Lush Radio Online. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com, lushradioonline.org, at Lush Radio Online on Twitter, at Lush Radio Online on Instagram, and you can find us on Facebook And definitely, you know, give us some feedback on what you think about the shows or any suggestions. And like I said, we're doing a model search. If you got some hot tats, some hot ink, definitely contact us and let us know if you're interested in modeling for us. It's out here in the DMV, lushradioonline@gmail.com. Get featured in Your City Ink magazine. We're also doing an editorial, so contact us. Also, big shout-out to Felix Natal Jr., celebrity photographer. Get at him, www.felixnataljr.com. Big shout-out to our sponsors, GameFace, gameface.org. And also, big shout-out to DJ J. Ronan, DJ Instinct, DJ Bedtime, and a lot of our followers on Instagram, you know, like I said. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online, turned up. And we should have them live on the show in a few, Mr. Sykes, but we're going to go ahead and go to Lost Boys. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Turn up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we fam, finally up in the seat. Got my man that put me on, you know what I'm saying? One shout out to the Uptown, you know what I mean? Word up. MCA, this is how we do everything. We get freaky time. My man, big night, we be getting down representing. So this is how it goes. Let me let you know how it be in the G-A-E, double B-O, my name Ho. Let me run it down the line. Hey, if you get a mistake, who's the best? Who's the worst in this here rap game? For those that claim to be the best, I tear them out the frame. I'm representing, putting Queens on the map. Devil Springs with some baggy jeans when I rap. Come up with the style, but they call versatile. But treat me like no lame, I've been in this game for a while. I seen a lot of come, I seen a lot of go. I seen a lot of break, I seen a lot of blow. Yo, it's a trip to see your fella slip. Get a grip, get a grip. You don't even know the half of my crew. To be talking what you talking and to act like you do. Yo, you tried to cross the line and hit the border. LB fam. Start attacking, someone's acting out of order. Put on your leather gloves and hats and get your pits and bats. And get the gats just in case we take it to the stacks. The next school's the Beamers and the Benz. And all of my ladies and my men. And all of my people in the pen. My man, keep your head up and to the hood. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with Buffalo Live. And if you rip it, let me hear you say ride. Punks be frontin' like they ill. Now bustin' cash ain't got a goddamn thing to do with you. Recognize what you frontin' for. Oh, I know your style, you never hit a blunt before. Or you're just another in the race. Man, you better stop faking that, taking up space. To me, you're nothing but the needle in the haystack. Listen, kid, I've been doing this here for ways back. In the day, it's too straight. At the best, up at Zimbabwe. Hey, move the best, I want the best to come test me. So I could release the stress from my test, G. Is you down to go pound for pound? Toe to toe, blow, 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 round for round. I'm wondering, cause I bring the thunder in the rain. Causing confusion to your brain. It's the next cool to be within the pen. And all of my ladies and my men. And all of my peoples in the pen. Keep your head up into the hood. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with Buffalo Live. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride, ride, ride. Keep the jams live for the year 95. I got more s**ts in my tribe than there's bees in the beehive. LB fam, every day stay high. Mr. Chief, every day high. Concentrate to get my things straight. Make a place before it's too damn late. The Lost Boys, yeah, that's who I bees with. That's who I runs with, who I smoke trees with. Pack your bag, head out of town. I be back around, so be gone before sundown. From Jamaica comes f***ing name cheeks. With techniques for the streets, so we're up neck deep. There's rumors going around about the cheeks you can't remain with. Me and my band, we're chopping grooves like a chainsaw. Talk what you wanna, do what you gotta. Well, let me tell you something, man, you can't do me nada. Just a thing, my next cruise, the Beamers and the band. To all of my ladies and my men. And all of my peoples in the pen. Yo, keep your head up and to the hood. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Yo, that was the Lost Boys right there. Lex Cruz, the Beamers in the Benz. You already know what it is, man.
We're going to go ahead and play some Wu-Tang, man. Y'all remember Wu-Tang. We're going to play that real quick, Triumph. And we're going to come right back. Let's Radio Online. Business Wednesdays, man. Get your business up, man. Get your money up, man. Stop sitting waiting around for somebody to give you some money. Go get this money, man. Too much money to get out here. Stop fighting and get some money.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't going to see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfuckers. This left this 97. I, my niggas and my niggerettes. Let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Let's take it back to 79. I form atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred showgun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet shine blind forensics. I inspect view through the future. See millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, Queen Bees ease the guns in. Bumble with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans, demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceeds to blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints to solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the ghost rider. A six-pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire, holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped and they trying to twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the blood? Clots? We smoke pot and low spot, you wanna think twice? I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns are Navarone, tearing up your battle zone, rip through your slums.
I twist darts from the heart, try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock, certified chatterbox. Vocabulary dawn and talking, tell your story walking. Take cover, kid, what? Run for your brother, kid, run for your team. And your six camp rhyme groupies, so I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme, your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts, paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my thought, I got the fashion. Catalog for all y'all to all praise through the God.
The saga continues. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
Olympic torch flaming, they burn so sweet. The thrill of victory, the agony defeat. We crush slow, flaming deluxe slow. Four, judgment day cometh. Conquer, it's war. Allow us to escape hell, globe spinning bomb. Pocket full of shells out the sky, golden arms. Tune spit the shitty Mortal Kombat sound. The fake ball step make the blood stain the ground. A jungle junkie, vigilante tantrum. A death kiss, catwalk squeeze another anthem. Hold it for ransom, trigger our lives with anesthesias. My orchestra, graceful, music ballerinas. My music Sicily, rich California smell. An axe kill adventure, paint a picture well. I sing a song from Sing Sing, sipping on Jing Sing. Righteous wax, Zaparone, rotating ring.
Watch the wooden soldiers, see cypher punks couldn't hold us. A thousand men rushing. In. Not one nigga was sober, perpendicular to the square. We stand go like flare, escape from your dragon's lair. In particular, my V travel like a vortex. Through your spine, to the top of your cerebral cortex. Make you feel like you're busting up from raw sex. Enter through your right ventricle, clog up your bloodstream. Hot terminal, like Grand Central Station. Program fat baselines on ovation. Getting drunk like a fuck, I'm ducking 5-year probation.
War of the masses, the outcome disastrous. Many of the victim families save the ashes. A million names on walls engraved in plaques. Those who went back receive penalties for the acts. Another heart is torn, as close ones mourn. Those who stray, niggas get slayed on the storm.
The track renders helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaked sounds that's heard. 93 million miles away from K1 to represent the nation. This is the gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The hot chief Jamil Ari takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from. This relentless attack of the track spares none.
Yo, 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 fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas laid back. Lampin' lights in gray and black. Boomers on my man's rack. Codeine was forcing your drink. You had a navy green. Solomon the fiend. Bitches
We back here in the building. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Big shout out to all them cats coming back home from Afghanistan, all the soldiers out there doing their thug dizzle. Shout out to them. You know, it's hard being a soldier in general. I'm an ex-army vet, so, you know, it's hard. You know, a lot of people are doing a year tour, 2 years. Some people are doing, like, their third or fourth tour back to Afghanistan. So it's not that easy. You got to leave your family. You got to leave your friends. You know, you got to make sure that your living situation is good when you come back. Because some people come back and they're homeless. It's crazy. But, yo, big shout-out to everybody that's out here doing it, living it up, doing their thing. Lush Radio Online turned up. This is what we do. It's Wednesday, and we talk about business, getting your business together, learning business, understanding business, understanding banking, understanding money and how money works, and allowing money to work for you, you know, out here. You know, every business on Wednesday, I talk about a terminology in regards to money and banking. You know, try to give you the definition of it. It's one thing, right? Because a lot of people. Another thing you should also understand is what the exchange rate is. You know what I'm saying? With goods and services with different countries, because you might go out of the country and you want to make sure that, you know, your money that you're taking over there, and when you exchange it into another company, you're able to make sure it's the same value that you would spend here in the U.S. over there, or is it going to double the money? Because you got to understand what the exchange rate is. So, like, the real exchange rate is basically the exchange rate at which one can exchange the goods and services from one country for goods and services from another country. So, like, not really like a bartering system, but, like, okay, say, like, I got oranges. The same way I want to exchange it over there in China should be the same exchange rate, you know what I'm saying? Like, it should be around close to the same value, no higher than what it really is, you know? So exchange rate, knowing the exchange rate in different countries, especially when it comes to money. Also, this is another thing, you know, when we're talking about investments and stuff, this thing, it's called hedging, which it was a term that I actually was brought to my attention that a lot of people need to know what it is. It's called hedging. And that's basically reducing the overall risk by investing in two assets with opposing payoffs. So basically, with hedging, you're taking two of your assets that you already have, and it's like not putting all your eggs in one basket. You're throwing different ones in, so you could see, like, if one works out, one does. If one fails, at least you're getting money from something, you know what I mean? So that's when you use hedging and stuff when it comes to investment and stuff like that. And, you know, definitely, you know, look into getting financial advisors. It's very important when you're dealing with money, because a lot of people, I mean, every one of us, you know, we get excited, tax season comes around, or you might get an extra lump sum of money, whether it's an accident or a disability check or whatever, and we get these large amount of money, and then what do? We go and we blow the money, and we look back and you're like, in maybe like 2-3 weeks, you're like broke, and you look and you're like, dang, what did I spend this money on? So basically, we have to learn to invest. And then also learn how to pay yourself at the end of the day. After you pay all of your bills, which is your main priorities, you have to pay yourself at the end. Whether you take away, it's not about how much, you know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, the amount. It's just, you know what I'm saying, what you put away or what you save. You have to learn on saving. Like, even if it's $10, $5, $20 or $100 you can do from your check, or if you get a large lump sum of money, which is extra money that you wouldn't have even had in your bank account that you wouldn't know about, put like $200-$300 away just to put it for saving for it. You never know what the situation is, you know, and save the money. Even if it's a dollar, you know, you get a dollar for loose change, put it in a box or something, hide it from yourself, and, you know, just fill it up. You never know. It could come up to $100, $200, $300. You know, you never know any situation that you might be broke. I mean, or you might think you're broke, and you go and you're looking at shoebox, you got $200, you can take a little bit of money out there and go get you some groceries. You know, so, you know, we have to learn how to save because we're so impulsive. When we get money, we're, you know, all we see is cha-ching, and we're out there and we're at the Louis Vuitton store. We're at Versace. We're buying and we're living outside of our means. I mean, we're going out to expensive restaurants like almost every single day. Then once all of the money gone, we're back to square one. We don't have anything tangible or something to basically live off of, you know. People have to learn how to stretch their money out, you know. It's like we get extra money, it's like a fare. It's almost like, whoopee, you know, I'm in Best Buy and I'm buying up every flat screen TV that's in there. I'm going to the car dealership and buying a brand new car. And for what? What is the purpose of you doing all of that? You know, it's, you know, at the end of the day, what type of value do you have? Because it loses, it depreciates, you know. Once you get a car, it depreciates. You know, you could sell it, but you're not going to get the same amount of money you got when you paid for it, you know. So even jewelry depreciates, you know. You spend this certain amount of money, but, like, you know, yeah, you can sell something back, but it's still not going to be close to what you bought at the market value it was at that time of purchase, you know. So take in consideration the things that you buy. Look, can you honestly look around your house and say, hey, I can actually sell this stuff, you know. A lot of people are starting this whole business, the consignment stores. If you're not hip to it and you don't know what it is, it's basically you're taking your old stuff, which is, you know, you're reselling it, almost like, you know, thrift stores here, we say we're giving to the homeless, they send stuff to the homeless, but majority of the stuff they keep and they get value from it. So it's almost like a thrift store type thing. So, but it's almost like they use, it's fairly new stuff. Like, you got stuff. I know plenty of you people buy stuff. You know, the people that are serious hoarders, you guys buy stuff and it's just laying in the house. And it's basically like part of you, they have tags on them and stuff like that. You go to these consignment stores, you give them the clothes. They'll basically either tell you what kind of bid they'll give you money up front, or they'll sell the stuff, and then they'll give you a portion, a percentage of whatever is being sold of your merchandise. And you can go that way with consignment store, because you can basically do, you know, some cleaning and basically do a whole cleaning. You know how people do spring cleaning and go through their stuff. Like, you can go through that and sell some stuff. Like, I challenge you today to look through your stuff and see what you can sell. Sometimes you got old phones. You know, and there's a site called, which I actually did it, it's a site called usell.com. U, the letter U, and sell.com. You can log on there. You can take your old phones, whether they're iPhones, whether they're Logitech, don't quote me on that, but smartphones, you can resell those. If you have old cameras, not super old, but if you have cameras and stuff that are in slightly good condition, you can resell them. Game systems that you don't want. You can even sell. They have another consignment shop called Twice. It's called Twice, and there's another one, I think, Clean Out Closet. And you go on that site, they'll refer you to the place, and you can take your clothes that are, like, fairly new. You know, you might have some Donna Karen or some other jeans or things that can't fit you anymore. You might have gained weight, lost weight, or you just don't like it anymore, or you didn't like the dress when you got it, so it still has a tag on it, you can put it inside there. They'll tell you which stuff. Make sure that it's clean and it's washed, or if it's brand new or whatever, make sure there's no odor. But you can put it in a bag. They'll send you a bag for free. You'll send it, and they'll issue you the money via PayPal, or they'll send you a check for the clothing, garments, and the items that you send them. And they also, there's another one, I think, still on Usell that they accept children's clothing. They also have on that site on Usell a place where you can sell your old textbooks. You might have piles and piles of textbooks from different schools and things. And, you know, a lot of schools, you know, they reuse the books. Some things might be out of date or whatever, but some other schools might want the book. So basically, you go on this site, you put in the number on the back? It's the ISBN number, and you punch it in, and they'll tell you the value of the book, And once it pops up, you know, you can do it, and they'll show you how much you can get and all. And, I mean, I sold, like, a lot of my books, and I got, like, at least, like, $400 back in books, you know, because they're no use to me, you know, so they're no use to me. So, basically, you know, so they're no use to me, so I'm just basically like, yo, there's no need for me to hold on to these books all day long. So I just went and I sold them, and I got like $400 back. And it went straight directly to my PayPal, no hassle, no fee. They sent you this stuff, so you really don't have to pay for I think you pay for like maybe the box or whatever, but the labels and stuff, they do free shipping and stuff for you, and you send it off, and it's out there, and then they'll give you your money and stuff. But if you're like late, I guess, if you don't set it at a certain time, I guess they give you a lesser value. But I mean, basically, the book's sitting there and you're not getting any type of money if it's laying in your house, so you might as well get some money off of it. So yeah, it's good to sell your books. It's called usel.com, and you can sell partly almost anything. And then you have other consignment stores. Like if you have for some reason, I think there's not too much value for Coach purses nowadays, even though I do still love Coach. But, you know, if you have a Vera Wang, or you have Christian LeBron, or you have Versace, you have Gucci, Louis Vuitton, or, you know, or Chanel bags. If you have, like, older ones or vintage bags and stuff, you can go to the consignment store, and they'll buy it and give you a bid, just like if you went to a pawn shop or whatever. But this is basically, you know, you can resell it, because other people's stuff that you think is a junk or stuff you don't want become somebody else's treasure. And, you know, all they do is, like, they might slightly upsell the price, but you're not going to get the value you paid for it. But at least you're getting something for something that's just an item that's sitting in your house just cluttering up your space. So, you know, check into that. That's another business you can do. You can create a consignment store yourself where basically you put up signs or you help people clean out their houses and stuff, you know, because some people don't even know half of the treasures they have in their house. You can help them clean out their houses, and whatever's left that they left over for you, you can resell it online. You know, eBay, a lot of people have created their own online stores. So, you know, it's a lot of different ways where you can create business and create revenue for yourself just sitting at home. You know, isn't it nice that while you're, even if you're doing a regular 9-to-5, you're just still getting revenue deposited into your bank account just by doing nothing, you know? So find all these different type of innovative ways in order for you to make money, you know? You can find a skill that you know and just capitalize on it, you know? You know, Facebook right now at the moment is still making money. At the same time, this young man decided that he wanted to have a meeting with a couple of guys, and only two people showed up. And right now, at this point in time, these two people are billionaires just because they came to a meeting. So you never know what could be an opportunity for you in life, you know. You might laugh at a situation, but any idea can become a multi-billion-dollar scheme or multi-billion-dollar business. You only have to believe in it and put the willpower and energy in it, and you can do whatever you want. And this is your girl, Leslie Lesh, and this is Business Wednesdays, and we're always talking about business and getting your business together. I always try to inform you and educate you, and also we try to have fun at the same time, you know. And big shout-out to all my Puerto Ricans. Somebody just came back from Puerto Rico and gave me some Puerto Rican vodka, you know, the little souvenir ones, and on top of it is an actual coqui, which is like a frog. It's their national, like, you know how everybody has a mascot? That's like their national animal, like, mascot, the coqui, and it's like a frog. And when you go to Puerto Rico, they are loud. Like, you know, crickets and stuff, they'll let you know that they're there. Coqui, coqui, they're loud. But big shout-out to all the people that have made their vacations out to Puerto Rico. Shout-out to Puerto Rico. And, yeah, I think I'm going to make a visit out there to Puerto Rico soon. Because I definitely need to go out there and have some fun. I need to get my groove back like Stella. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll find me a little Puerto Rican poppy, you know what I'm saying, and get my salsa, bachata, and something on. But I know I'm going to get twisted. But, you know what I'm saying, we'll save that vacation for later. Big shout out to everybody that's tuning in to LushRadioOnline.com, www.LushRadioOnline.com, www.LushRadio.org. Also, you know, there's plenty of sites, you know, a lot of people, they want to get their business structure together and create some type of visual for their audience or clientele to check out. I mean, you don't always have to pay people big money, thousands of dollars to freaking create your websites. You can go to, like, Wix.com, W-I-X.com, you know what I'm saying, log on to them and create your website yourself. They have different Flash templates that you can create and manipulate, you know. And, you know, you also have VistaPrint that you create, and you can also go to GoDaddy, that's website tonight, and create a website. And then they have the mobile aspects. Like, it's up to you to stop being lazy and try to get the information and knowledge in order for you to progress in your business or whatever type of business venture or whatever you're trying to do in life. I mean, a lot of people sit in the house all day and wonder, like, you can keep yourself occupied. You can sit there and create a business online. If you sit at the house all day, I mean, call me, because you can sit there and be tweeting for me all day. You can be doing Twitter. You can be sending out email blasts. You can be doing some type of activity being, you know, productive, you know. A lot of people try to be lazy nowadays. They expect someone to do stuff for them, but you have to be productive. You know, you can't be stagnated in life. I don't care what kind of depression or whatever you're going through. Like, you have to be progressive in life. That's the only way you're going to get growth. You know, you have to grow in life. You cannot be the same way you were last year. You can't be the same way you were the year before last. You can't be back at square one in a new year. This year is almost over, and some people are still in the same rut they were since last year. We're going into 2014 next year, and some people still haven't gotten their act right. It's time for you to get up off of your couch potato yourself and get off of your high horse, and it's time for you to get out and do something. You need to get out, get motivated, do something. You just don't want to sit here and just let life pass you by. Come on now. You have to get something together. You have to leave down, you know, leave some type of foundation for your children, or, you know, just leave a legacy. Leave an imprint in life. You know, you don't want to just be not remembered in life. You want to do something. So it's your girl, Leshy Lesh, you know, dropping them jewels for you on Business Wednesdays, and we're all the way live. Don't forget to check out our shows. Even if you didn't check out the recent show, you can go all the way back to the beginning of time for us, all the way back to when we first started, and listen to all of our shows. If you haven't had a chance, you can always Google us, type in Lush Radio Online, and any show that we've ever did, you can look them up. We've interviewed so many different stars, and it's been a blessing. It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor. I mean, we've worked really hard. All of our counterparts that have been here and gone, like, we've all worked hard, and it's been a good run. Like, I really appreciate all the people and all the PR people. I really have to thank all the PR people that definitely reach out and contact me when it comes to interviews and stuff like that. Definitely big shout out to Cinnamon, Soul Pitch Media, definitely a wonderful PR person, Strictly for the Promo, Ernest Jackson, outstanding person, OP, Big Kid Entertainment, shout out to him out there in California. Big shout out to Trey Day, Trey Davenport, outstanding PR people, outstanding. They are doing great jobs, and I appreciate each and every one of them. Everybody that, another young lady, I can't remember her name, but she's out in California, actually, like, in the Vegas area. But a lot of the PR people have definitely showed us up. And in business, like I said, you have to keep good rapport with people, because that's the only way you're able to actually reap the benefits of anything. Keep rapport, you know, don't burn any bridges with people, you know. Try to stay in contact, even if you don't call them every day, but at least, you know what I'm saying, check them out. And, you know what I'm saying, just say hi, you know, keep that window of communication open with people, all right? And it's your girl, Leshy Lesh, and we'll be right back on Lesh Radio Online. And, this is some Alicia Keys, because Some people are on fire. This girl is on fire. We'll be right back. Let's read online, man. Business Wednesdays. Get your business together.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. I'm on fire. I'm already turned up. And you know what I'm saying? It's 7 o'clock on the dot. And we're live on Lush Radio Online, man. And we always doing our thing. Business Wednesdays, talking about business and getting your business together. No matter what business aspect or venue or whatever you decide to do with your business, just understand and master your business. Know the business behind whatever craft you're doing. You know, just like with the music business, you know? Remember, it's a business first besides all the music. Understand it, know it, master it. If you want to be a baker, understand the science behind baking, the business behind making, what it takes to run a bakery. Understand all of that. You want to become a photographer, understand their competition, understand the science behind lighting and all that, you know? Like, this is all a business. When you break it all down, it's all a business at the end of the day. you know, it's nothing to be taken lightly. Yeah, have fun with it, but it's not nothing to take lightly. This is a Lush Radio throwback. I know Throwback Thursdays is tomorrow, but, you know, I have to start early. I got a song that I think was my ultimate, like, 80-something, like, song. It's from A-ha, Take On Me. Now, Christina Aguilera and Pitbull have a song that basically they did their own little version. They kind of took, like, I guess the not really the hook, but they took kind of, like, you know, the instrumental of it. And it's this song is hot, but Take On Me from A-ha, classic. The whole sketchbook about the girl jumping into the sketchbook and the whole storyline, I think it was dope. I think that was, like, classic music video for me. I loved A-ha, Take On Me. So we're going to play that real quick. This is Lush Radio Online. Take back, take back, take that back, 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 back. Back to the good old days when I was a kid. I ain't worried about nothing. I could stay out late, you know what I'm saying? I, like, you know, not worry about somebody snatching your kid up, you know? Back in the day when they had the government cheese that they, you know, they used to make that good macaroni and cheese for you. Back in the day when they had, you know what I'm saying, the corn flakes. It wasn't, you know, with the white box, and it's just like it had an outline that said corn flakes. Back in the day. Remember when they had the grape juice and it was, like, so hard. It was, like, so saturated that you had to, like, you know, dilute it with water. You know, those were the days, man. But, big shout out to A-ha. I don't know what they're doing right now, but great group. I loved them back in the day. And this is a classic song, Take On Me. And we're going to be right back. Lush Radio Online, man. 26 minutes on the clock, and you already know what it is. www.lushradioonline.com.
Thank you.
Alrighty then, that right there, that was Take On Me by A-ha. Isn't that a cool name, A-ha? Sound like they're laughing. A-ha. You know what I'm saying? That's just me being silly. But yeah, I definitely love that group, and I definitely love that song. It's definitely dope, like Take On Me. It's just, you got to see the video, see what I'm talking about. Also, another thing in business, a lot of people always ask me about different apps and stuff like that, like, I am team iPhone. I love Apple products. The only thing is because you can use them. They're so diverse, even with the iPads and everything. You can use the iPads for your demonstrations instead of bringing your whole big laptop and everything like that. Yeah, you can use the tablets, but it seems like for some of the things that I'm doing, when you're doing entertainment and stuff, it's good because you can use so many different apps in order for you to conduct business. Like, a lot of people want to do scan documents and documentation and stuff like that. There's a neat app on the iPhone. It's called TurboScan. So if you need to, like, scan in your ID or documentation that you, they literally have to see you sign your signature, you can use TurboScan. Click your phone, and your phone becomes a scanner, and then you can email it to yourself and forward it to wherever you need to do, or you just want to save it. So anytime someone needs a copy of your ID or things like that, the app is called TurboScan. So, you know, and also a lot of people ask me about another app that you can use for editing. It's called 360, Camera 360. You can do all kinds of different apps, and it's definitely dope. And like I said, we're going to have Mr. Sykes live on the show today, and definitely, you know, I talked a lot about business and things like that. So we're going to go to the phone lines and see who we have on the line with us today. We have a caller from the 646. What it do, baby?
Hi, how are you? This is Ephraim.
Hi, Ephraim. How you doing? It's a pleasure to have
I'm
you
good.
On the show.
I'm good. I don't know. Thanks for having me.
I was getting scared for a second. I didn't know if you were going to call in or not.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I just got back in. I was running around a lot.
Okay. I truly appreciate you. First, it's an honor to have you live on the show with us. Before we started, do you have any shout-outs or anything like that?
First and foremost, I would shout-out to my family and also and then my Motown family right now, which is where you can catch me 8 times a week, except for tonight. But, yeah, and then all of my friends and family that continue to just be love, support, and everybody that's watching that film and giving such great feedback. I just really want to say, you know, a big, huge shout-out and thank you to everybody.
Definitely, definitely. First off, I am a big fan of yours. Just, you know, I was on Netflix, right? So I'm sitting on Netflix, and I'm watching this movie because I'm like, I don't know what to watch. I'm watching this movie. I see this movie called, you know, Leave It on the Floor, and I'm like, I don't know what to expect from this movie, so I look at the movie and stuff, and I'm like, I didn't know it was a musical and stuff, and
right.
Then I was looking at the movie, and I was like, okay, so I'm looking at this guy, and this guy's going through all this frustration and stuff like that with his mom, and that happens to be you in the lead, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go research this guy, I think he is dope, I think he is dope. So I'm searching and I'm researching. I said, hey, you know, let me check it because, you know, most people have, you know, social media. I said, let me hit him up on Instagram. And you actually answered. And I'm really happy that you were able to answer me and stuff because some people, you know, because you do so much, I didn't even think you were going to answer at all. So I'm definitely a fan. I mean, first off, I'm a fan because of you. Your dance skills are impeccable. They're like
Thank you.
Crazy. And,
Thank
you have, like, so much flexibility and stuff. And I'm a little bit older, so, you know, I actually used to dance a long time ago when I was younger, and I always wanted to be on the Alvin Ailey dance troupe, which you actually were on, and I think with their second troupe that they had.
Yeah, the second company.
Yeah, the second company, and I was like, wow. And, you know, it's for a lot of people that are listening, it's hard to get in that dance company. Like, they are no joke. So, I mean, that's definitely an honor to even, you know, dance with that company because they are, like, the top. I mean, to me, personally, I think it's, you know, it's definitely a privilege to even know that you were on that dance company. And you're also you also perform with the Newsies, which was one of my favorite musicals and stuff.
Okay.
When I was younger, the Newsies and stuff, you know. Actually, the guy who played Batman was on Newsies when he was a little bit younger.
Christian Bell.
Christian Bell. So it was definitely a great movie. I watched that, I think, like 5 times before. But they have a Broadway version who actually Mr. Sykes plays in. And also you also were in Rent also and Leave It on the Floor and several other, Broadway musicals along with, you know, being in TV and movies. And I'm a fan, and I think you are an exceptional person. And I just, you know, watched a lot of the stuff that you've done, and I'm just really like psyched to have you on, honestly, because I didn't know if you were gonna call or not today, because I know you're busy, especially with doing Motown also.
Yeah.
Now, what inspired you to even, you know, get into was your first choice Broadway or TV? Like, what was your first choice? I mean, when you got into the industry.
I was pretty truthfully coming up through the Ailey School and then going through the second company. I was pretty much only concerned with dancing, and I wanted to, you know, try to tour with the first company. I wanted to dance with other companies around the city, places like Complexions and, you know, even places across seas that a lot of the dancers that I learned from and looked up to still, you know, that are over and in these companies. So that was where my goal was, immediately coming into the city while I was doing all of my training. It just so happens I grew up, you know, kind of singing in church and everything like that. So, and also being a musician. So I had a musical side to me that was definitely given from my mother and father, who are both singers and musicians themselves, and my younger sister and everybody. So it's music is definitely in the family. So with that and dance kind of led me to the Broadway, in the sense that one of my, actually a guy who was helping me, who was helping choreograph at the Ailey Company when I was there, ended up inviting me to an audition for a part in The Little Mermaid, which was my first Broadway show. That was my first audition. Ended up being my first show after I ended up booking that job. And I just really kept going from there because I realized I was finally in a place where I could sing like I've always loved to sing. I could act, I could dance, I could do everything at the same time. And I really enjoyed to be able to do something like that 8 times a week and with these huge shows with, you know, all these, you know, people that love to come see these kind of shows and tell these kind of stories. So that's kind of how I got into it and got really started really searching and researching my own, therefore what to work on and how to continue to improve my vocals and acting skills and everything like that, just so I could try to do my best in this musical theater industry. And hopefully following that, the TV and film would start to take off, which is, you know, finally where I started to take some steps towards with, you know, the different shows like Smash and 30 Rock or whatever like that, and especially with Viva on the Floor giving me my first chance to not only be dancing and singing with lines on film, but also to be a lead in a movie. So it was just, in a sense, it was a lot on my plate because that was my first time ever doing something like that. And but I was really hungry to learn more about the industry that I'm in.
Definitely. The other thing I was going to ask you was one prior interview that I've seen of you. They asked about, all your different talents, and do you feel the same way about, like, the same passion about everything? And you said yes. It gives you all the same feeling. But when I watch you dance, it's almost like you become a whole different person. You know, like, dance is almost, like, I don't know, like, for me, when I was used to dance, it was like, I can, like, go somewhere and just put on some music and just anything that was bothering me that day, I could just release it on dancing. And it's like,
right.
To me, I feel like a lot of, even though you're a great actor and everything, but I just see a lot of the love and the passion is in the dance, just from your extension, just the way that you move and everything. It's like you love it. You get lost in it. You know, So I wanted to ask you is, if you could pick any one of them, which I personally think that you like dance more, but if out of all of your talents and stuff, the one that you love, if you could take away anything, what was the one that you would keep?
If I had to just you know, stick with one or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, definitely dance is my, I would say, my forte and my strongest suit in that sense is something that I'll, that for me, because of where I come from with everything else, that that's how I feel like that is true, that's how I express myself best. I do have the feeling of being able to go to places and you know, just really kind of continue to be lost in movement and in music and what that does for me, really therapeutically, always, and what it always has done for me. So I can never deny that dance is definitely probably my deepest passion and really just greatest, I would say my deepest talent. My love for all of the different talents and really especially music, I can't really say which one outweighs the other, because for me, music was my first love. Music is what got, mm-hmm. Music is what made me dance in the first place. If it wasn't for the music, mm-hmm. I was gonna dance. So it's really hard to separate for me all those things. And even as an actor, you know, as I continue to learn to act and bring that up, but it's because of the music and the dance that I'm able to express myself and express it truthfully, mm-hmm. no matter what the story I'm trying to tell with my body. So, I mean, that is really sort of the basis and essence of acting. It's really how I can transmit a story truthfully. So that's why for me, they still go hand in hand. It's just dance is my I feel my greatest medium.
Definitely. And you've definitely appeared on a lot of major things. Broadway is definitely big for you. Leave It on the Floor, I think, was great. I know they featured Lettucey, which is an outstanding singer, was in that movie. All the actors were great in the movie. And I was like, wow, this is an outstanding movie. And I was like, Leave It on the Floor was actually the music. The dance numbers, I mean, everything was just great. You know, that last little scene when you did your walk, when you did the extensions were outstanding.
Oh, thank you.
It was definitely great. Now, how did that come about, the whole Leave It on the Floor situation for you?
It was actually through, again, one door led to another. I was in the Broadway show Memphis at the time, and I got a call from the people who cast me in Memphis, the Broadway musical,
mm-hmm.
and I guess the director of Leave It on the Floor, Sheldon Larry, sent me a message actually via Facebook saying that looking for the lead to my film who must meet these requirements, this and this and that, have strong singing and dancing and acting abilities, and that he was referred to me from somebody who worked at that casting place. So he reached out to me, and I gave him a shout back, and he sent somebody over to hear me sing and read in person and stuff like that. And they, I guess, really took a liking to me, and immediately a few days later said they would offer me that position for the role of that movie. So got everything together to go out and shoot it that summer.
Wow. This definitely was a great movie. Now, the other question I had in regards to the movie, right, you being a straight man and everything like that, now, was it, mm-hmm. did you have a lot of, like, critics in regards to you being straight and doing that movie and stuff? Did you get any, like, different feedback about the being in that movie?
I feel like everybody had, you know. I've definitely heard my share of, well, I don't know about this, and people that were maybe doubtful of it or wasn't sure how it would be done or what the right choice would be. You know, a lot of people that like to speculate and, you know, say all kinds of things that's based on their own opinion. At the end of the day, the people that I held closest to me that still continue to look out for me and help me were just encouraging me just to simply try, and, you know, because if I really am an actor and I really want to take this seriously, that I have to be able to speak on all subjects. I have to be able to take on any role, especially if it's one that at the end of the day will be uplifting for somebody and that allows me to use my gifts. And that's, at the end of the day, what I made my decision on and what I try to allow to drive me through the filming of that. And even when things will come about that I've never done before or wasn't immediately comfortable with this and that, like I wanted to learn about acting more, so I wanted to presented our real story from, and also, I mean, I grew up a dancer in this community where a lot of my closest friends are deeply affected by these stories kind of every day that go through those experiences. So if I have the chance to meet some great people, work with some great people, expand my craft and tell a true story somehow to somebody, even if it's only, you know, even if only one person gets it or enjoys it, then I get some gain out of that and I've done my job.
I think it was, like I said, I think you played an outstanding part, and I think at the same time, when, like you said, in acting, you have to be able to push the envelope and be able, because you would play a part that no one would think or expect that you could do, but when you're able to command that role and tell that story, you know, from your performance, you know, I think that's a great feat, and I think you did a great job in Leave It on the Floor. And I hope to see more, you know, of you know, you in bigger pictures and other things like that, because you're a great talent, you know, just watching everything that you do with Broadway and everything like that, and just, you know, you as a person and the things that you do. Now, what's going on new with you now, like Broadway touring and everything like that, that, you know, your fans and other people need to know that's going on right now?
Right now it's continuing to work on the show Motown. That's the biggest event of the evening every night for me. So we're still going strong and making moves in that one. So, you know, we're definitely doing a lot of different TV venues and stuff like that. Me personally, I'm also beginning to work with other artists in my community on other outside of projects and things like that, other things that we all are into and do. Right now we're gearing up for a show for my friend Daniel Watts, who's one of the most amazing spoken word artists, one of the most amazing dancers, singers, people I've ever met. He's kind of been a big brother to me for since I've gotten on sort of the Broadway stage and all that. And I'm going to be performing with him. He's also in Motown. A few of our Motown colleagues and some other of our great, really great inspirational friends will be hitting the stage September 9th at the Canal Room. And we're doing a whole set that's in it is what is called the Jam. It's a mixture of just really a sharing of great music, a whole band, singing, dancing, amazing, amazing spoken words, and just a great evening of storytelling and sharing these stories and some good music, good times. There's a couple things you can probably see online on YouTube and stuff like that from previous jams that he's had before, and the venue keeps getting bigger and bigger. It sold out last time. I'm hoping to do so again. He just started selling tickets, so if you guys are in the New York City area, come check us out. It's gonna be a really cool night. It's one of my favorite nights in New York City every time we have it.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Another question: How was it an adjustment for you moving from Florida, which is a lot of talent in Florida, and then moving to, you know, New York and stuff? Was it a big change for you?
It was a huge change. I mean, I'm completely a Florida boy, you know, in terms of even just how I like my weather, how I like my sun and humidity and what that does for me. Country boy at heart and all of that. So coming up from the South to the big city, of course, is always, you know, you got to get your wits about you. So it can be a culture shock at first. But for me, I was honestly so involved with my work and going to school and dancing that I didn't pay any kind of fear or any kind of mind to any kind of worry or doubt really when it came with it. So I feel like I adjusted very quickly. I'm still adjusting, though. I'm still getting used to myself in this city because my heart still belongs down down in Florida, on the beach, in the country, you know what I mean?
I feel you. Anybody wants to be down by the beach and seeing all them wonderful people and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Drinking some my size or something. Yeah.
It's a cool place to grow up. Even though, as you see, we still have our struggles going on down there, which continue to always hurt us all and sadden us.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you're definitely a product of Florida, and you're doing great things, you know. So, you know, that's a big highlight. And for those youth that are trying to get into whether it's Broadway or just get into the industry in general, what kind of advice would you give them?
I just say open yourself and expose yourself to everything. Give yourself a chance. when it, you know, at these things that really just, even if they spark your interest a little bit, whether it be music, whether it be picking up an instrument, whether it's your opening your mouth and singing, whether you actually like watching movies and TV and you love to be an actor, or you know what I mean, you know, it's just whatever, you know, interests you like that. Give yourself a chance at it and just get as much knowledge as you possibly can on what you love doing and everything else around it. It's just going to inform you as a person. And once you do find what it is that, you know, makes you happy, what it is that, you know, that kind of speaks to your spirit in that way, just go for it 100%. Don't worry about, you know, the fame or the jobs or who's watching you or, you know, how much money you'll make. You can't worry about any of that stuff. Just worry about being the very best you can be at what you love doing.
That was great advice. And this is Business Wednesday, so we talk about business and how to better your business. Being in the industry, any type of business advice when it comes to dealing with the industry?
Yeah, especially in the entertainment industry, the artist always has a hard route. It's a tough life. You're always, you know, pretty much you're always going to be fighting financially because, you know, the arts right now, especially in this country, just are not up to par in terms of where they should be and what they should be getting paid, the respect they should be given. So until you make that, you know, huge major hit film or until you become, you know, the CEO of whatever dance company or whatever you're involved in, until you make that major move, you really have to be smart about where you are in your life financially. Therefore, continue just to be diligent to planning ahead and planning. Because us artists, we don't need, you know, don't honestly need a lavish, you know, crazy kind of lifestyle in order to be happy. Really, most of us, all we need is a place to do what we love to do most, and our essentials provided for us. So if we continue to keep that in mind, live frugally and continue just to tuck away and save whatever you can so that when the time comes, not only are you protected, but you can invest and really reap the benefits of your work down the line. It'll make you happier. It'll make you safer. It'll give you a much more long-lasting career, actually.
Definitely, definitely. And I just want to say it's an honor once again to have you on the show. And if people want to contact you or just, you know, keep up with everything that's going on with you, Ephraim, and, you know, just what's their social networks that they should contact you on, and what is your Twitter, Instagram, and all that jazz?
No problem at all. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it is at fsykes, E-P-H-S-Y-K-E-S. If you want to, I have a fan page now on Twitter because I officially have gotten to the point where I can't accept any more friend requests. And I'm not being shady when I don't respond to this request. So I keep my fan page rolling that keeps you updated on whatever's coming up or whatever was just done. And that is under the name Ephraim M. Sykes. And lastly, you can follow my Instagram, which is, again, at fsykes, E-P-H-S-Y-K-E-S. And watch all the photos of me and my dog or whatever I got going on for the day.
I was just going to shout out your dog because you guys had a picture on Instagram. You guys were like taking a nap and everything.
Yeah, he's taking a nap right now with his legs wide open.
So that's like, that's your best bud over there, your best buddy?
Yeah, that's my buddy. Yeah, that's my buddy.
That's just how long you had him for?
About 4 months now.
12 months?
Yeah, I got him about 4 months. I got him when he was about 9 weeks old.
That's a lot of responsibility, but I mean, he's cute. He's definitely cute. Definitely. But I appreciate you and stuff like that, and I really, really hope that, you know, this is the last time we get to interview you and stuff, and hopefully when I get up to New York, I'm able to come past, maybe get you live on the camera, and we could do a sit-down and stuff, you know, and catch you doing one of those leaps. Yeah, definitely. So we appreciate you, and we're so glad that you were able to take time out of your day because you're out there doing that Motown and stuff, man. Keep doing what you do, man. I'm definitely proud of what you're doing out there. You're definitely doing it, so keep doing what you're doing.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much. It was great talking to you.
Great talking to you, too. Can we get a quick shout-out, though, before you leave? Just say your name.
Absolutely.
And just say shout-out to Lush Radio Online real quick. You can go right
there. Hey, y'all. This is Ephraim Sykes, and you're listening to Lush Radio. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I feel like all warm and fuzzy inside right now.
Well, I'm glad. That's a good feeling.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
No, thank you for having me.
Thank you. That's what it is. We just had your man, FM Sykes, live in the building. He has been on Leave It on the Floor, Newsies, now doing Motown, Rent, so many different things. He's an outstanding young man, and I'm just glad and honored that we were able to have him live on the show. Lush Radio Online, man, and we give it to you right here. Talking about business, he gave you some jewels, man. Lush Radio Online, www.lushradioonline.com, and this is what we do. Love ya. So we're going to go ahead and play some more music, and we're going to come right back and rock out.
Got me up all night. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night. Down and out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Drowning out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night.
Back when I was sleeping in my mama crib, even back when I was up there in my homie crib, paying $1,700 for the rent, money well spent, no heater for the nigga, may eat, may I vent, had a thing for you, even wrote the song Drains for you, cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring, for your childish shit, you know childish shit, anonymous flower scent, you know coward shit, now a nigga signed a hoe, took a power trip, back home, I'm grown now, and the city's my throne now, huh? The same club that I used to get tossed out, life got crisscrossed, totally crossed out, cause now I'm in this bitch and I'm totally bald. Lost out, 06 trying cause they know that they lost out, but I'm still on you, I'm still on you, my drinks fell on me, while I fell on you, I'm saying,
would you believe me if I said I'm in love, baby, I want you to want me, would you believe me?
Gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the fuck, it'd be the longest bust ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And fuck it, I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip. She got me where she want a nigga. Wiping in the club, man. My homies gon' disown a nigga. Like, give me $20. Ask me how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you're alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now typically I kick game like East Bay. But you got a nigga freeze frame yelling, please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just fuck up one time and be through it forever. But
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want you, want me. Would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want ya, yeah.
And we are, we are.
Big shout out to J. Cole, man. Still mad. I don't know if he's still mad about your man Kendrick Lamar calling out his government. I don't know. But, you know, I think it's all love. I think it was just a wake-up call for hip-hop. You know, Kendrick Lamar is a dope artist. And, you know, he speaks the truth. I mean, it is what it is. Some people are in the uproar. They're saying, you're not from New York, so you call yourself the King of New York, you know, so hey, it is what it is, you know, but don't get caught up in the hype, you know. Missy Elliott said, you know, hip hop needed that, so Maybe hip hop is stand up. We don't know. But we just had a great interview with Ephraim Sykes, and he is dope. I mean, he's dope. He's talented. I mean, he's besides a triple threat, you know what I'm saying? He's doing a lot of things. He's dope. Check him out on Broadway doing Motown, and it's more to come from him, and he's definitely super dope, and I wish him nothing but success. This is your girl, Leshy Lesh, and this is Business Wednesdays, and I'm always happy to have you guys stay tuned with me and log on. So if you didn't listen to the live show today and you weren't able to call in, all you have to do is check out the archives, and, you know, we always have those. And you can listen to our shows all the way from the beginning to 2007, you know, but it's Lesh Radio Online, www.leshradioonline. Big shout-out to our sponsors, GameFace.org, ME2K.com, shout-out to Coast to Coast DJs, MyPinkLesh.com. Get all of your accessories from there. They're so dope. Definitely shout-out to everybody that's doing their thing. DJ NSYNC, African United DJs, Coast to Coast DJs, DJ J Ronan, we're out here. Rock the Bells is coming soon. Look out for Rock the Bells. Labor Day weekend coming soon. A lot of kids are going back to school, too. So, you know, make sure you get those supplies. Don't wait till the last minute. Make sure your child is prepared for their education. So big shout-out to everyone going back to school. Shout-out to all the college students out there. And get your business on. It's your girl, Leshy Lesh, man. Love, peace, get that money. I'm out of here. Leshy Lesh. Love, peace. And this is the girl, Leshy Lesh, the people's voice. I'm out of here. Later.
Roberto Cavalli.